Hello and welcome to the America Magazine podcast. I'm very pleased to be joined this week in our new media studio by my colleague, Vice President for Development, Dan Paulus. Welcome, Dan.
Thanks, Tim. Great to be here with you. Great to be in America.
Well, Dan is a new member of our staff who we'll introduce shortly. But first, we want to introduce the spring appeal that we're doing right now and a little bit about what this means and for us and for the future of the America ministry.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks for giving me a couple minutes to speak about this. We're excited to have just launched the America Associates Program. Some of you may be familiar with this. It's been a tradition in America for a number of years, and it's primarily for those folks that understand that America is clearly a magazine that gets some support via subscriptions and advertisement, but needs to raise additional funds to help with our media ministry. And we're really trying to focus our efforts moving forward on that idea that America is certainly the magazine that you've all come to love and expect excellence in, but also far more than that. A number of multimedia projects, podcasts, for instance, is a good example. We're looking to produce more video in the future and also different multimedia projects that we think are going to be very exciting in addition to the magazine itself. So the Associates Program is rolled out in the spring, and it's our invitation for all of you to join us and really join our community. We feel what we have here in America is a community of folks that want the excellent content that America's able to provide, what Father Matt Malone likes to call a smart take on faith and culture, smart Catholic take on faith and culture. And we're delighted to be here and help support that in our efforts.
Now, as you said, America's always relied on the Associates. It's a big part of our model for a long time. Not unlike public radio or other entities which rely on the community, we've already always had this generous community. So this is our, one, we're thanking them, but also going to others and say, can you also consider joining this community?
That's right, Tim. We've had really, really generous donors and supporters for many, many years. And in addition to folks that have subscribed to the magazine, Father Malone and I were just had the pleasure down in San Diego recently to meet with a couple that had been subscribers for 60 years, which was just remarkable and really inspiring. And at the same time, raising a family of seven kids, they had found some way to make an annual contribution to the magazine as well. So we were really grateful for that support and the understanding, as I said, that America is a magazine. That's its primary tool in terms of communication, but it does so much more. And the support that we are able to raise to help those other efforts is really important. And, you know, the Associates Program has had different benefits for a number of years, too. We're excited about what some of the giving levels have to offer this year. Many of you may be familiar, or hope you are, with Father Jim Martin's new book, Jesus, a Pilgrimage. And that's one of the benefits that you get if you give at a certain level. Also have a wonderful green-friendly America grocery tote bag that we're happy to send to you as well for the different levels. And for those that are really familiar, the whole program this year was actually reimagined by Father Malone. It used to be named after different editors from the magazine, and we've taken it in a whole new direction and really named the different levels after saints this year. So our top level is St. Ignatius Loyola, followed by St. Francis, St. Peter Faber, St. Edmund Campion, St. Miguel Pro, and then Avery Dulles is the last level as well.
Of course, Cardinal Dulles was a longtime contributor to America, so that seems very appropriate. Also, something we should mention, I mean, our website has had content up for free for about a year now. I mean, it's something we're exploring. We're looking into different models for potentially having subscriber-only access, but this is something we've given to our users for some time, so asking for a little something back.
That's exactly right. Running a media ministry or any ministry and any media project today is a real interesting daily and weekly challenge. Everyone's trying to figure out how best to offer digital content that is both engaging and is able to return some kind of investment for the amount that it takes to support it. Leads me to think, Tim, one of the exciting things Father Malone is talking about is the expansion of our coverage internationally and nationally with different correspondents we're hoping to bring on. We're looking to redesign and refresh the visual design of some of the things we're doing, the magazine, and then really also looking to finally get out and get on those other platforms where you like to encounter different content and probably are already reading different content from magazines and so forth, Kindle, The iPad. What other platforms?
The Nook. I mean,
the
Apple is a big one that we're looking into right now, getting some sort of app, or certainly getting subscribers access on their Apple devices, getting mobile content easily readable so that people can just pull it up on their phone. These are all very important steps that we're exploring taking, but we need support to do so.
That's right. Also, we're excited about the potential of live events. We've done some convenings here at America House this year that have been really exciting for the different Catholic press. We're going to be at St. Joseph's in a couple weeks, or in May, I should say, for an event there that's going to be very exciting.
Is St. Joseph's in New York or Philadelphia?
In New York, actually.
In New York,
right,
okay.
Yeah, for another gathering of Catholic media. You'll see that advertised in the magazine.
Oh, right, up in Dunwoody, yes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And we're also hoping to develop more live events like we have in the past. I know one of the really exciting ones, was it a couple years ago now, was Father Jim Martin and Cardinal Dolan with Stephen Colbert up at Fordham. And we just think there's a unique opportunity to get out there and invite people to join us live for some really interesting conversations with some great personalities and spokespeople in the church. So,
yeah, these are some great points. I mean, pointing out, for one, expanding our coverage in the print edition and also online. So we're including more voices, looking to get a Rome correspondent, a Vatican correspondent, which is essential these days. The papacy of Pope Francis, so many people are interested in that. And as a Jesuit magazine, we have something unique to bring to the conversation, as people learn from our interview with Pope Francis. So there is a place that we can definitely contribute something to the cultural conversation.
Exactly. And that's really part of the reason, one of the many reasons I was excited to join America on staff, Tim. The growth and the expansion efforts that we're talking about are really exciting to me, and I think our readers and listeners are going to also enjoy them quite a lot, because such a great magazine, a great history of weekly excellence that has been perpetuated for so long, and to be able to create new content on these different platforms and create even more energy and momentum moving forward under Father Malone's vision, I just think is a really exciting opportunity for us.
Now, I should mention a couple times during this podcast, you can go to our homepage, and there's a Donate Now link on the upper right. That's where you can go to donate. I think something else important that you mentioned is the ministry of Father Malone and Father Jim Martin. You're seeing them on now in places like the Colbert Report, on Charlie Rose, CNN. This is part of our ministry, is not just printing a magazine or putting out a website, is serving as a resource to the secular media. So that's part of what our readers and listeners are supporting.
That's exactly right, Tim. And it's funny you say that, because that was one of the first ways I encountered Father Jim Martin. I used to co-host a talk show in Chicago, an interfaith talk show, when we lived there. And I had him as a guest on the show. And it was a great interview. I've been a big fan of his books for many years, and just love Ignatian spirituality, and had read America for quite a long time, too. But I have been even more amazed in being here about how much mainstream media he and Father Malone really get to do on behalf of America, and to be a voice out there leading the conversation on major platforms where people are seeing them all the time is, as you say, really an exciting addition and expansion, and something that we do at America with our ministry. And we're fortunate to have such gifted folks in the media like Jim and Father Matt.
Yeah, we've got a great staff here. As you said, you recently joined our staff. We have a lot of young people here. I mean, I think that's something people maybe don't always know about America, but this is a place, it's a Jesuit-lay collaboration. We have young editors, we have people with young families. So this is a real kind of collaborative effort.
That's exactly right.
Well, Dan, maybe you can tell us a little bit about yourself. You're from the Chicago area originally.
I am, Tim. I grew up about 90 miles northwest of Chicago in a little farm town called Pecatonica, Illinois, and believe it or not. Was very interested in theater and performing early on in my career, so I did that for a number of years. Was lucky to be on a Broadway tour of Grease years ago as a performer, and did some commercial work, and then also did some television hosting work. So had a great experience in that world for a number of years, then decided I wanted to move into more of the production side, and got to work with some very successful television producers on a number of TV shows in Los Angeles. And then when I got married and we wanted to have a family, I was really looking for work that spoke to me on an even deeper level, that I could give back and use the skills and skill sets that I developed in that other work. So I moved into nonprofit communications and fundraising work about 10 years ago, and had the pleasure to start in Chicago at Rotary International, which is a great organization raising a lot of support for eradicating polio worldwide. Rotarians, just fantastic people, I thought. And then I had a stint at Chicago Shakespeare Theater, which was great fun. The year I was there, they won the Regional Theater Tony Award, which was a wonderful acknowledgement of the ongoing work that they do. And then I got into the Catholic world, actually, with an organization called Catholic Extension Society, which is based in Chicago. It's been there about 100 years, and their mission is to raise funds for the mission diocese, it's called, really the poorest parts of the country that have a Catholic population and that have real needs to support ministry. Could be vocations, campus ministry. They've built a lot of churches in different areas over the years. So it was a wonderful way to connect my faith and the background I had in communications to get out and talk with folks. And then from there I worked with an organization in Chicago called Interfaith Youth Corps, which I had the good pleasure to work with our colleague Kerry Weber on a cover story for America a couple of years ago about the leader of that organization. His name was Eboo Patel, and he's a very well-known spokesperson in the interfaith world, trying to connect young people of different faiths to work together on service projects. And they do a lot of work on college campuses across the country, especially in Jesuit universities and colleges. So I had great pleasure to work there, and then I'm very glad to have found my way to America here. It's been a great blessing. I remember talking about it in Chicago, and I just really feel pleased that I've been given the opportunity to join the team.
Well, you mentioned some of these other Catholic organizations you've worked with, but we've also worked with here at America, with whether it's the Catholic Extension Society covering some of their work, Catholic Relief Services, another organization. So part of what we do here is being part of that network of Catholic ministries around the country and, you know, providing them with some important exposure and, you know, covering events that they're involved in.
Exactly. I mean, America is a great platform to inform people about the wonderful work that so many Catholic organizations are doing around the country, be it organizational profile or related to current issues or the news. Because the magazine is so respected, I think people really pay a great deal of attention when a story is run. And it helps elevate the broader conversation, but really help people learn more about perhaps some of these organizations that are doing wonderful work that they had not known about as much before.
Again, you can donate now by going on our homepage, americamagazine.org, and just look for the Donate Now button. Perhaps we can end by just, you know, emphasizing how crucial this is. We've had this core of really dedicated readers. You mentioned the folks in California who were readers for 60 years, have really supported the magazine for so long, and we're so grateful to them. But we really need that next generation to kind of step up and support us through what I think is going to be a really key in the next 10 to 15 years as we transition to more digital production, as we're doing more video and audio, as we're looking to app development. This is really a crucial time for us.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Tim. We are grateful. We know that there's lots of causes out there, worthy causes, that are asking for your support. We're grateful that you're engaged with the magazine, reading it online or in print. And if you can find a way to help make a gift to what we're doing, we'd really appreciate that as well. There are some benefits at certain levels, but it's really an invitation to the community to participate and to expand the number of supporters we have and to help you feel like you're very much a part of what we're doing here to support our ministry and to help us do the work that we aim to do every day and every week to create the excellent content that's stimulating, that hopefully provides a sense of spiritual renewal for you, and that is just a great resource.
And also something to point out, I mean, this is a time where media in general is struggling. Weeklies, places like Newsweek went out of business for a time, at least in the print edition. So we are still printing a weekly magazine. I mean, we are still providing important cultural coverage, certainly coverage of the Catholic Church, but also political coverage. So at a time when media is struggling, we are still very devoted to the work of journalism.
That's exactly right as well, Tim. I think you're going to see, if you haven't already, this transition to a nonprofit model for media. It's just become very, very challenging to be competitive and to figure out how to remain fiscally viable for for-profit journalism these days. And we're just so blessed to be at the heart of what we do, ministry, but have this expertise to produce really top-quality journalism. And that's my goal, is to really, in my time, continue to help people certainly be subscribers to what we do, but to also realize that this is a larger exercise that requires whatever support you may be able to offer. And again, that we're very grateful if you could add us to your list or continue to keep us on your list as we grow. And you'll see the expansion that we talked about earlier in this year and the coming years.
Well, if you've enjoyed our interview with Pope Francis, if you've enjoyed the writings of Father Jim Martin, if you've appreciated the article by John Langan on the Church's stance towards homosexuality, these are all topics we're thinking about, writing about, and we need your help. I mean, people have written about and said that we're a crucial lifeline for them. Well, we need them to be a lifeline for us. So, Dan, thanks again for joining us. And again, we'll encourage our listeners to go to the homepage and make a donation.
Thanks so much, Tim, and thanks all of you. We really appreciate your support.